Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I'm the best sex I've ever had. My knees are trash, but I try my best to be as incognito as possible. You're right. Is eating in bed disgusting? I feel like a f***ing idiot. What it is. It's your audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. Welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast, or maybe welcome back to the Professionally Silly Podcast. This may not be your first time, you know what I mean? But ladies and gentlemen, if you are watching this podcast right now via Spotify or YouTube on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel, you will notice that we are back in the studio, baby. We're back. We're back. Uncle Gene has left. He's on his way back to New York. And it was nice having him. He was here for a couple of weeks. It was lovely, lovely. But I ain't gonna hold you. It's nice to be back in my studio, ladies and gentlemen. And I have a lot of ideas for this space. So just as you're watching the videos in the future, as we go on from here, just notice that there are going to be a few changes eventually. I have a lot of blank walls to fill. I got new furniture I want to get. But the funny thing is, or not the funny thing, the unfortunate thing is that all of those things, well, they cost money. They cost money, and I don't have a lot of that. So, but we're going to get to it. Anyways, guys, coming up this week on the podcast, we have a new question of the week. This is like the third week that we've done it in a row, and I really kind of like it. Kind of gives you guys a little engaged in what's going on, and I make you feel part of the podcast, which you are. You're lending me your ears, and I figure, why not your fingertips? So you can join in on the question of the week and all of our socials here on the Professionally Silly Podcast Facebook page. Then, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk about a woman who decided to sneak an entire roast dinner into the movies. Yep. Some of us sneak burgers, fries, things like that. But this lady, she said, I'm going to sneak an entire roast dinner. We're going to talk about that. Also, ladies and gents, I have secrets. I have secrets that I want to share with you. Secrets that people decide to share online. So it's fair game. I'm about to spill the tea. Do people still say that? Spill the tea? Is that, are we done with that now? I guess we're done with it. I'm getting old. I don't even know if we're still saying these things. Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. I am thinking about not next week, but the week after next, August 28th. I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking that that will be a good time for a YouTube live podcast where you can join in on the podcast live with me. You can engage in the comment section or in the chat, actually. And I'm thinking about doing that. So let's go ahead and set that date unless something else changes. But for now, we're going to be doing a live podcast on my YouTube channel, the Professionally Silly channel, on August 28th, which is a Friday. I'm thinking around 6. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking about like 6 o'clock, 7 at the latest, but I'm thinking 6. Yeah. What do you guys think? 6 or 7? Let me know. All right, guys. So also going on in my world right now, it kind of sucks because we are having a lot of layoffs at my job. People are being sacked left and right, and it sucks. This is my first time being involved with a company that's had such major layoffs. I've seen it before, but it's usually like upper management and stuff. But right now they're taking a lot of people who work their butts off, you know. And honestly, the layoff is not honestly about, well, at least this one, it's not about them not being good at their jobs. They're trying to cut money. They're trying to save money. They're trying to, you know, it's a money situation. And Kristen, I love her so much. Kristen from The Bird Show, she finally got her own show, which was well-deserved, the Kristen Show. And she only got to have it for like 6 months. And it sucks because she was one of the people who were laid off. And then there was like literally 4 other people as well, and it just fucking sucks, and my heart goes out to them. And 2 more were laid off literally this week, so I have no idea if the if they're still making cuts. I don't know if I'm on the list or not. I'm hoping that my bosses have my back, but it may not even be up to them. It's about the people above them. So if you guys could pray to Ralph for me, if you know, you know. But yeah, if you guys can just put some good vibes out there, and hopefully I can continue my employment. And honestly, if I am on the chopping block, I will survive. It's going to suck, obviously, but I can get through it. I just need to focus, man. Should that happen, I got to do what everybody else has to do and figure it out. I'm definitely going to be trolling Indeed pretty hard, but hopefully I'll be safe, because I really do enjoy my job and I really like the people that I work with. You know, dealing with Q99.7, especially the Q morning crew. They're all just like wonderful people. So I really enjoy my job there. So hopefully I'll still have a job in a few weeks, and I'll update you guys as I know things. But as of now, your girl is currently employed. All right, guys, so let's go ahead and move on to the question of the week. Okay, my question of the week is eating in bed disgusting? A lot of people are pro eating in bed. A lot of people are just like, don't ever do that. That's gross, crumbs. I get it. Here's my thing. I am on the side of it's okay to eat in bed, but it depends on what that thing is. I don't tend to eat in bed if that object comes with crumbs. I don't know. It just feels kind of weird to like have a bag of potato chips or something, and then like, you know, like a couple of days later, there's like, you know, a crumb in my bed scratching my leg. Like, I don't know. It just feels gross. I don't like that. Now, I'll eat ice cream in bed. I will have sushi in bed. I've done that. But pretty much as long as there's no crumbs, I say it's fair game.
It's just a tiny smudge.
Come on, you have got to be kidding me.
I'm sleeping on the couch tonight.
So you guys let me know, how do you feel about that in the comment section of this video, either on Spotify or the YouTube channel Professionally Silly. Do you eat in bed? What side are you on that? All right, so I asked you guys that very question on our Facebook page, the Professionally Silly podcast group. And so my homegirl Lily is actually a follower of that group. Hey, Lily. So Lily says here, man, I wish I could. I got this crazy fear of bugs that they'll end up in my room. So no food in the room. Maybe I'm crazy. No, that makes sense. That makes sense. But like for me, once I finish eating the food, I throw away the packet immediately, or I'll take the dish back downstairs. Like I don't tend to leave it there for too long. You know what I'm saying? Any remnants of food that's left, I tend to get rid of that. All right. So Chrissy says, I do it all the time. Crying and laughing emoji. She has no qualms with that. Neither does Ebony. She said, do it daily. eats in bed daily. Okay, fam, same. And Demaje came in with, do it all the time. So this is not a very odd situation. A lot of people tend to eat in bed. And here's the thing. I don't see a problem with it, but a lot of people are kind of freaked out about it. Don't get it. All right, so let's go ahead and go over to the Instagram page at It's Pro Silly. Lovely Hill on Instagram says, as long as she is happy, we can eat on the floor. So I guess that they're talking about their spouse or something like that. Tony says, do it literally every day. So there's a lot of y'all just having entire meals in bed daily. Again, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I just think it's hilarious. And I also feel kind of like glad that I'm not the only one that eats in my bed. I don't know if it's daily, but I do it. So Crystal says, if I'm at home, maybe. If I'm away, yes, I get that. Because I definitely eat anything and everything in a hotel bed. There's some food tastes better in a hotel bed. I don't know what it is. There's something about that, dog. There's something there. So my homeboy Nick says, yes, because my inner lazy fat ass doesn't want to move. Then I watch my 600 pound life. And then reality sets in of what could be. And I gotta get up. Nick, I feel you. I feel you. Again, for me, no crumbs. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, a new Have You Heard About? Right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Have you heard about the woman caught sneaking a full roast dinner into the movie theaters? Ladies and gentlemen, this happened. I don't know about you guys, but everything is fucking expensive, including going to the movies. I can't afford to go to the damn movies. You know what I'm saying? Well, actually, I can. I'm making a point. It's expensive. Okay. And the thing is like the food that you're purchasing is overly expensive. It makes no sense for the popcorn that they are selling you that doesn't take much money to purchase, to prepare. No, it doesn't take much, but you're paying like $20 for a large bucket of corn, which is insane to me. So I understand. I sneak food into the theater all the time. Candy, sandwiches, burgers, whatever. I do it all the time. Okay, and usually they don't care, but I try my best to be as incognito as possible. You're right. But let's go into this one. This is coming from the Instagram page at Fembase, which I love. And so it says here, woman who's 88 caught sneaking a full roast dinner into the movies in her purse. I want to know what's like how large this purse is. But so for you to sneak an entire roast dinner in a purse, that's not a purse. That's a whole ass tote bag, dog, or a duffel bag. I don't know how she did that. Let's go into it. Once again, coming from the Instagram page at Fembase. Did I say that before? I don't remember. Anyways, glad I said it again. So it says here, cinema staff in Knoxville, Tennessee, caught an 88-year-old woman eating a full roast dinner in her seat during a film after smuggling it into the theater inside of her purse. Now, it says here, according to the post circulating online, staff only noticed mid-movie when the smell apparently gave her away, which it must have smelled amazing. I can't imagine anybody in a theater being like, what is that glorious smell? Get it out of here. I would try to search it and be like, yo, I can get a plate. Or it says here, the purse reportedly contained a full plate of meat, vegetables, and gravy. There is no details on how she kept it warm or what film she she deemed worthy enough for a three-course meal. At 88, she has clearly stopped caring about the rules. Would you have let her finish it if you were the employee? So I went ahead, of course, you know, I had to go to the comments and see what these mofos was saying. So at Drinking Bear Forge says, let her do it. And I got to be honest with you, most of the comments said that, but there were a few of them that kind of caught my eye. At Sasha.Newson90 says, the rules don't apply to her anymore. I'll bring the wine and napkins, Grandma. Yeah, no, facts. Facts. Yes. At Joe_the74 says, ha ha ha. She said, I thought I was bad taking KFC hot wings, but this woman is an absolute legend. Oh, 100%. Now, I'll be honest with you. The majority of the comments do agree. Just let Grandma have her roast dinner. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be insensitive, but she doesn't have a lot much more time, you know, earthside. If she wants to sneak in a roast dinner to the theater, let her do that. Okay, let her live while she can, dog. That's all I got to say. I'm down for Grandma having the roast in the theater. I already know that you guys could probably give two shits if this old woman was eating a roast dinner at this theater. If you were there, you wouldn't care. But here's a question. If you could, let me know in the comment section, what type of food would you love to sneak in a theater that you haven't had a chance to do yet? Or what is the craziest type of food that you have snuck into the theater? I am curious about that. I am curious about that. Let me know in the comments. Normally, I would say that I'm a pretty trustworthy person when it comes to secrets. But ladies and gentlemen, and whatever you may identify yourself as these days, today, I'm spilling the beans. Yeah, I'm spilling the secrets. I got a lot of secrets to get off my chest. And here's the best part. None of them belong to me. Coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so everybody has secrets, and some are harmless little, I probably shouldn't have done that type secrets. Others are the kind where you just, you take it to the grave, and or maybe you accidentally tell your best friend at 2 a.m. after a couple of drinks. There are different versions of secrets. Today, we're going to open the vault. I've got warm secrets, relatable secrets, and just plain silly secrets as well. Maybe even a few secrets that maybe they should have kept hidden. Not every secret needs to get out. So lock your doors, lower your voice, and maybe don't let the person sitting next to you hear this episode full of secrets. Because once the secret gets out, there's no putting that toothpaste back in the tube. Does my voice sound extra sultry right now? Do I sound like super sexy? I felt like I sounded sexy just now. All right, let's move on. So we haven't been on postsecret.com in quite some time. For those of you who don't know, I've done a few episodes with Secrets and Confessions. I love those on this podcast. But for those of you who don't know what postsecret.com is, it's pretty much a group project where people are mailing postcards. I know, postcards. And for you new newbies out there, Gen Zs and Gen Alphas or whatever the fuck the names are, postcards. Let me explain what postcards are. They're little pieces of paper that have like pictures on it, usually like, "Ooh, welcome to Kansas" or whatever the fuck. And then you can write something on the back of the card, like a quick note or something like that. And you can mail it to someone using the mail service. Remember the, yeah, USPS, those people. God, you know what scares me is there might be someone who's like, "What's a postcard?" And that really freaks me out. I do not like that. But anyways, people would mail their secrets on these postcards, and they get kind of creative with them as well. So if you're watching this video via Spotify or YouTube, you're going to be able to see the postcards that people sent in from postsecrets.com. So these secrets that are mailed in, they're actually shared on their website. And I think that the site has been around for at least a decade, maybe more. I'm not really sure, but I think the first time I talked about them, I know for a fact I was living in Los Angeles, and I didn't get back to Georgia until 2020, like the end of 2020. So, and the podcast wasn't until 2018. So it was around there. It was between 2018 and 2020. So if you are interested in sharing your secrets as well, well, you can, because here is the address. So get out a pen, write this shit down, or screen record it so you can so you can hear it later. But it's PostSecret 28241 Crown Valley Parkway, number F224. Was it Lugana Niguel, California? Laguna? Oh, you know what? That says Laguna. I feel like a fucking idiot. Like, it just, the font made it look like a completely different fucking word. It's PostSecret 28241 Crown Valley, which is two words, Parkway, number, the number sign, you know, hashtag for you newers, for you youngins, hashtag F224 Laguna Niguel, which is spelled N-I-G-U-E-L, California, 92677. Now that I know the word, I can't even read the fuck up that I did before. I don't even remember what I said. I was like La Gana. Like, I don't know what the fuck. My mind just shut down. Anyways, reading's important. I should do it more. So yeah, you can share your secrets too. All right, guys. So here's where I get my secrets from. I got them from postsecrets.com as well as yahoo.com, which, yes, they are still a search engine. I use them as well. And of course, one of my favorites, boardpanda.com. So let's go ahead and get into these secrets. The first one says, and this is a quote here, "I'm the best sex I've ever had." Here's the thing. I don't know if that's sad or not. I really don't. I don't know, but good for you. Good for you, whoever you are. I am so glad that you are good at pleasing yourself. Because here's the thing. If you can't do it, how is somebody else supposed to do it? Like, if you don't... I don't know. Is that how sex works? It's been a while. What's sex again? Is that like doing taxes? You get to do it like once a year or... No? Oh, first of all, I love the fact that the person that says, I am the best sex I've ever had, they, on their postcard, it looks like a label for oysters, like the Siren brand oysters, extra select, 6 ounces. And there is a naked woman on this label here, which is very interesting. If you don't know about Greek mythology, the sirens are the ones who are known for singing men. They were the ones who were known for singing and pretty much calling men to their death, because men would do anything to get to the voices or to the women behind the voices of the siren song. And a lot of times their ships would crash and sink and things like that. So you kind of want to avoid the siren song. But this is actually really good brand name. Have no idea if Siren Oysters is a real brand or not, but I'm fucking with it. Good idea. Good job. Learned a little Greek mythology there, like a very tiny, tiny amount. I did not. There is someone here who's like a literary professor. First of all, there's more to it than that. And actually, in the 16th century, shut the fuck up. All right. So the next one here is, which I love. If you're looking at this on YouTube or on Spotify, it's a photo of a woman. Like half of her body inside of what looks to be a very colorful egg. And instead of her head, it has been replaced with, looks like, I think a rabbit's head. Anyways, it says, age stole my beauty and now I'm free. First of all, I really like that. I really like that. But I feel like there might be another way to kind of look at that. Let me just kind of hear me out. Maybe age didn't steal your beauty. Maybe it freed you from the exhausting job of trying to prove that you had it. Now, as I can't speak for men, but because, you know, I've never been one before, but I do know that in being a woman, we were constantly judged on how we look. We're too fat. We're too skinny. We can't have short hair. Our hair is too long. We can't have hair places where you don't want us to have hair. You know, we're not allowed to have abortions. There's just too many men and things in this world constantly telling women what to fucking do, what to believe, what we're supposed to look like, and all these things. And then that right there doesn't even match our own insecurities that we already have. And so I can totally understand this, but what if every line on your face is evidence that you lived? What if every gray hair is proof that time kept moving and you kept moving along with it? What if every stretch mark just expresses and shows the journey that you've taken over the years, whether you got those stretch marks from, you know, becoming a mother, or maybe you got those stretch marks because, you know, you lost a shit ton of weight, whatever it is. It's like literally, and I'm not trying to be funny, it's a roadmap to your life. Bitch, I got them too. I guess what I'm trying to say is that you no longer have to chase your youth. You don't have to impress anyone or measure your worth by what you see in the mirror. And I think that aging, that's a kind of a gift that we're given. You know, the less fucks you give, the older you get. You know what I mean? And I can imagine that there is like, there's something powerful about reaching the age where you just stop asking, am I beautiful enough? And you can finally start asking yourself, am I living enough? Because there are a lot of people that when you think, especially on social media, you kind of see it. You see a lot of older people who are starting to, you see them enjoying life more. I'm not saying they haven't done it already, but now that there's social media, we can see it, you know? And you're seeing like older people. And when I'm saying older people, I mean like, you know, like 60 and up, you know, and they're out with their friends and they're traveling and they're doing all the things, you know, and I think that's beautiful, you know, because beauty, it changes. Confidence can deepen, you know, and freedom. Well, that I feel like it seems like freedom only gets better with age, you know, and I think that's kind of dope. So I don't think that age stole your beauty. I really do think that aging is literally freeing you from having to fucking think about it all the time, you know? So anyway, that's my take on that. And I want to do my best to live more by that myself, because I just turned 40 and I'm not going to hold you. It's very difficult because at this point in my life, yeah, I don't have any children. I don't have a spouse. I don't have a girlfriend, a fiance. I have a fiance. I have nothing. I have a cat and she treats me like shit. And with also, and with social media, we are constantly judging ourselves, or not even judging, comparing ourselves to other people. Like, it's kind of hard not to. And you're using your phones and swiping every day, and you're subconsciously judging or comparing yourself to other people. And comparison literally is the thief of joy, because you're thinking, well, I should have this by now, and I'm at this age, and why don't I have this, and blah, 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 you know? And then I'm thinking about women like Tracy Ellis Ross, one of them, who I love. And there's many other. I think Allison Janney is one of them as well. But, you know, she doesn't have any children. She's not married. And she is living a wonderful life, very happy, very, you know, she's traveling. She's exploring. She's still learning. She's taking in this world. And for those of you who have kids, wonderful thing. I'm not against that. You know, I wouldn't mind, you know, I would rather, if I could, have a spouse who already has them, because I don't want to have children. I just want to, I don't know, somehow acquire one. That sounds so weird. But like, I'm just at the point in my life, I'm trying to figure out, or I guess sometimes I feel like there's nothing else left for me because I'm 40. Oh my God, I'm 40. Life is over. You have nothing. You're going to die tomorrow. And that's not true. You know, I can still live. Anything can happen. There are people who didn't meet the love of their life until their 50s. I hope it doesn't take that fucking long. I'm already halfway, more than halfway there. Jesus Christ. Let's go into the next secret, because I'm starting to get sad.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
All right, so here's the next secret here. I keep my Republican father in my life for the money. Honestly, good for you, boo, because good for you. I cannot think of a reason why you shouldn't. Do what you got to do, dog, because times are hard, man. I mean, money is it's hard to come by these days, because once you get it, it's immediately gone. And that's after the government gets their share. So I get it. Do what you got to do. And if you can, you know, maybe share the wealth. My Venmo is, if anybody has any Republicans in their lives, you're keeping them for the money, you know, share the wealth. Share the wealth, pretty please. Here's our next secret. I wear the necklace that you left at my house when I go to bed, and I hope you'll dream of me. Huh. Well, I gotta say that one, it's got a little bit of mix between sad and creepy with like a side of adorable. And it's more sad and creepy than it is adorable to me. I know many of us have done that, but like saying it aloud is weird. No, I'm kidding. No, I feel that. You know, when there's someone in your life that used to be there all the time, someone that you depend on, someone who depended on you, you know, the memories you created together, the stories you made together. Like, I get it. And then that person is just no longer there anymore. It's tough. And I'm not even talking about like someone dies. I just mean like they break up or they move or whatever it is. They're just no longer around. That can be hard. And I totally understand wanting, like a piece, like a physical piece of them with you, like the necklace or whatever. I get that. Like some people will hold on to their ex-boyfriend's, you know, hoodies or whatever. So I get that. Still a little sad though. All right. Next one is, I hate how I look when I'm naked. Well, that one right there touches home. I often feel the same way, if I'm being honest with you. We are more than what we see in the mirror.
I am beautifully made, and I am so much more than what you see.
And I logically understand that, and I know what it feels like to look in the mirror and focus on everything you wish you could change. And the good thing is some of those things you can change, but the hardest thing is finding the motivation to do it, as well as the dedication to like stay on track and keep it going. I can't tell you how many times I'm like, I'm going to start working out. I'm going to do 30 minutes and I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Yeah. And then before you know it, it's like, oh, I was supposed to do this every day and a year has passed. Holy shit. You know, you think back, if I would have just kept to that thing, I would look like Halle Berry in Monsters Ball right now. I don't know. Maybe your stomach isn't as flat as you would like. Maybe you're having trouble gaining weight, because that's also a thing. There are some people out there who feel that they're too thin, or they actually are too thin. They're unhealthy and they're trying to gain weight and they can't, you know, and sometimes they're not unhealthy and they're just trying to gain weight and they can't. Everybody's story is different. Or maybe you feel like you don't recognize the person staring back at you anymore. And if that feels familiar, you are not alone. I'm definitely there with you, but God, I feel like crying right now. Jesus, I hate being vulnerable. Ugh, but I do it. I do it for the content. Here's the thing, okay? Our bodies, they're not our report cards. That's not what our bodies are. And I'm saying this not just to you guys, but also to myself, to kind of remind myself that, hey, I also matter, you know? And you don't have to love every part of your body, you know, at the same time or at all, honestly. You don't. But you don't even have to feel beautiful every day, because that's probably not going to happen. We're all going to have our moments where we're like, ugh, I look like absolute shit today. And you might. That's a very good chance that you do that day. But this is the one thing that we need to remember, is that we do deserve to treat ourselves with kindness while we are becoming the people that we want to become. I think that we all tend to be extremely hard on ourselves because we want so badly to be something or someone else, whether it's a physical thing, a mental thing, an emotional thing, whatever that thing is. And it's so frustrating when you're working, especially if you're working your ass off and you're not seeing the results that you want to see, that you feel that you see, that you deserve to see from all the hard work that you have done. But the main thing is we should take care of our bodies, because they're our bodies. We live inside of them. We shouldn't do that because we feel like we owe the world a certain shape, or our body should be a certain way to be accepted by this world. And the crazy thing is, the world, in a way, has already accepted us, because the world doesn't give a shit. Let me tell you why. Because most people in this world are thinking the same exact things that you're thinking, but about their bodies. You're not their main character. Most times people aren't paying attention to you because they're dealing with their own insecurities. And if you're saying you don't have any insecurities, I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing or not. I think you might be a narcissist. But I don't know. But I'm saying this to myself as well as you. Wear the outfit. Take the picture. Go swimming. Dance horribly in front of people. Eat the cake. Have seconds. Work towards your goal, your goals, if you have them. But don't stop waiting until you look different to start living. I cannot tell you how many years I've wasted in my life trying, like waiting to be different or to look different before I can enjoy my life. And I'll be honest with you, I'm doing it now. I'm definitely doing it now. And I'm aware of that, which makes me feel like I'm like light years ahead of other people, because some people are doing it and they're not even aware that they're doing that. So if you are doing that, this is your wake up call. Stop doing that shit. Live that life, man. Live that life. Live that life. Because our lives are are happening right now, man, in the bodies that we have today, you know? Damn, I didn't mean to get that deep. My bad. These secrets are crazy. Let's just not miss out on living life. You know, let's not miss out on it trying to become someone that you feel like will be more worthy of living. That's crazy. You are beautiful. You matter. Doesn't matter what your body looks like. You know, and if you want to change some things, then do whatever it is that you feel like you need to do. But just remember to give yourself grace. Love who you are. Or at least at the very least, learn to love who you are. And again, it doesn't have to be every day. It doesn't have to be every part of your body. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and share with you a part of my body that I like. All right, give me a second. Let me see. What do I like? I do have a nice smile, even though it is a bit juvenile, but it is a nice smile. I do have that. I love my locks. I love my locks. They're my favorite part of me. So there's that. So I found something. So you do that for yourself. You know, take a look at yourself in the mirror today and find something you like about your body. It doesn't have to be the whole thing, but just find one thing that you like about your body. You know, there's got to be something. Maybe you got strong knees, you know? I don't. My knees are trash. Oh, God. Let's go into the next secret here. That got deep. Okay. Okay. This one's going to get deep, too. But I promise I'm not gonna stay here too long. Okay. But this one says, I wish I had saved her voicemails. I will give anything to hear. And this is a quote. Hi, it's just your pesky mother. One more time. P.S. You were never pesky. I love you and I miss you. Now, I have definitely had that thought. After my mom passed, like, fuck, I should have saved all those voicemails. It just did not occur to me. So for those of you who still have your parents and you're in good standing with them and they leave you messages, if you can, save those messages. I'm saying that to you now because you may regret it later. So save those messages if that is something that you want to do. I really wish that I had that I'd done that. But luckily for me, I'm a content creator. So I have a lot of videos, well, not a lot, but a few videos on my YouTube channel with my mom. We did a podcast right here together on my podcast. So that was kind of cool. You know, so I do have things that I can look back on. I really do wish that I saved those voicemails, though. I'm a little greedy. I want those, too, because my mother had a beautiful voice. So All right. So let's go on to the next one here. I make music under a fake identity and I'm approaching 400,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. None of my friends know, not even my kids. Hey. Yes. I like that one. Okay, that's what's up. Now I low key want to know who you are. Like, who are you? Because I want to hear your music. 400,000 followers on Spotify, monthly listeners. That's a lot. I can barely get that in the years that I've had this podcast. That's fire, dog. I love that. All right, let's go into our next one here. I fake an accent at work because it gets me more tips. I've done that as a server. I've done it as a bartender and I did it as a flight attendant. I've done that and it works. It works. But here's the thing. If you do that, have a backstory. Okay, have a backstory. Like whatever accent you're using, find a random ass city or town in that area that no one's ever fucking heard of, and that's where you're from. Because nobody can be like, oh yeah, oh, I know where London is. My grandmother, whatever. No, it's gotta be like just an area that no one has ever fucking heard of. Like you have to really zoom into that map to find it. Have a nice little backstory. Go on Google Maps. Say a couple of street names. You got to really commit. Because every now and then you'll come across somebody who has that same accent and they're going to fucking be like, you sound like an idiot. That happened to me once when I was a flight attendant. I was doing like this crazy Spanish accent. Don't know why. I was just having a good time. Like, I was bored of shit, and I was trying to, you know, like, mix things up. So I was doing, like, this Spanish accent, and this dude asked me where I was from, and I was like, oh, from here. And he's like, oh, my parents are from there. What area? I'm like, oh, okay. And I admit it. Like, bro, listen, I'm going to be real with you. And after that, I always made sure that if I did that, I had a storyline. That was hilarious. That guy thought that I was so funny that, if I remember correctly, I think he ended up following me on Instagram after that flight. He thought I was funny. Oh, God, that was so fucking embarrassing. Let's go on to it. We got two more facts here. I mean, two more secrets here. The kids have been, here's a lot, the second to last here. The kids have been eating regular Cheerios for years. Maybe 5 years now, out of the same Honey Nut Cheerios box. I love that. Kids are dumb. So that's, I can hear, not my son, not my child. Mm-mm. My child is smart as fuck. They may be, but majority of children are idiots. And they're supposed to be, because they're fucking kids. So calm down. good for that, mom. There you go. Get your grains in. All right, here's our last one here. My best friend was struggling to pay the rent when his television broke. So I went and I bought him a 42-inch HD TV for over $1,000. I knew that he would never accept me spending that much as a gift. So I took it out of the box and put a few small scratches on the back of it. And I told him that I bought a new TV and that he could have my old one that I don't use anymore. Well, he's doing way better now financially, and he still has no idea that I did that, and I will never tell him. Oh, I love that. That's a great secret. That's a great secret. I really do like that, because there are some people who are like that, who just don't. It's not that they don't like gifts. A lot of people don't want to feel like a burden, you know? They don't want you spending your hard-earned money on them. And sometimes if you want to help someone who's prideful like that, you kind of have to lie to them to get them to accept your quote unquote help. You know, so I totally understand this. So let me know down below in the comment section of this podcast episode. Have there been any secrets that you've been wanting to get off your chest? Maybe you should email me then. Now that I think about it, because if you comment, then everybody's going to know that you're the one who said the thing. OK, yeah, maybe email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. If you have any secrets that you want to get off your chest that you want to share, maybe for the podcast, hit me up on SpeakPipe at speakpipe.com/AmberSmilesJones. And you can hit me up on the podcast Instagram DMs as well at itsprosilly. It's time to tell me something good with my This Just In, Something Didn't Go to Hell segment, coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. A 99-year-old gets the birthday wish that she's always wanted. Her birthday wish was granted because she wanted to celebrate her birthday with a bunch of hunky firefighters. And guess what? Not only did these hunky firefighters show up, 5 fire departments showed up to spend her 99th birthday with her. And I love this. So this is coming from the Instagram page at goodnews_movement. Love this page. So there's a photo of this elderly woman, and she is with all these hunky firemen, and she's in the center of the photo in her wheelchair, surrounded by all these gorgeous men. And she does look very happy. She certainly does. So it says here, turning 99 is a major milestone, but Teresa Gola celebrated it in the most unforgettable way. When the Chelmsford, Massachusetts nursing home resident wished for, quote, hunky firefighters for her birthday, and 5 local fire departments happily delivered. Yes, they did. So crews from Chelmsford, Lawrence, Lowell, Draycut maybe, and Westford rolled up in full uniform and gifted Teresa a custom helmet, presented her with roses, and escorted her down a special aisle to share some birthday cake. So first of all, that's dope. Love that so much for her. Love that so much for her. It goes on here to say the birthday girl was absolutely thrilled, calling it the best day of her life. True to her vibrant spirit, Teresa is already planning ahead for her next milestone, 100th birthday next year. And she jokingly requested that the firemen return for round two, but this time wearing bathing suits. Go ahead, Teresa. Speak your mind, girl. It is a heartwarming reminder that you are never too old to dream big, have fun, and share a laugh with your community. So happy belated birthday to Miss Teresa. Girl, y'all should see this woman in these photos. If you're not watching the podcast video form, you're missing out, because I share photos, sometimes even videos, of amazing things throughout the episode. And this woman surrounded by all these young, hot firefighters, I am loving it. Good for her.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen, guys, if there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's let old people do what the fuck they want. As long as no one's being hurt, killed, or maimed, let them do what they want. You know, let them, if they want to roast dinner at the movie theaters, let them. If they want us to be surrounded by sexy firemen, let them. Professionally silly life rules. Leave old people alone. First of all, I want to shout out to you guys, my listeners, because you guys are fucking titties. I love you so much. And because you join me every week, you put up with my bullshit, you don't judge my vulnerabilities, and you laugh with me. And if I'm being honest with you, making this podcast every week is kind of therapeutic for me. So it's amazing that there are people that are like-minded out there who are enjoying my silly. So thank you so much for joining me. If you haven't already subscribed to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using, I'm on Spotify, I'm on Apple Podcasts, I believe I'm on Amazon Music and a few others as well. So actually, in dealing with those platforms, I would love it if you can leave me a 5-star and a very kind written review, because that is literally the only way that I'll grow. And I would like to grow. I've had this podcast since 2018, and I've been growing extremely slow, which is fine. I'm enjoying doing this, but I would love to find some success from this and be able to do this full time. That's my dream. To be able to hang out with you guys weekly and get this shit done. So that will be amazing. And pay my bills while I'm doing it. That will be amazing. So please leave your reviews, because it literally can make or break a podcast if you do or don't do those things. So thank you guys so much. So if you have some advice or some good news or hilarious story that you want to share, you can always email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. DM the Instagram at itsprosilly. It's with an S. It's Pro Silly on Instagram. You can also leave a voicemail at my Google Voice number or text it at 805-664-1828. And you can also hit me up on SpeakPipe. So speakpipe.com/AmberSmilesJones. It's a website where you can leave audible messages in up to, I believe it's 90 seconds, up to 90 seconds. And even if you are a listener from a different country, I think you should be able to use that as well. So my Australian listeners, my UK listeners, I have some listeners in India. I have listeners all over, which is so dope. So you guys can kind of join on in on the conversation as well. Follow me on my social medias. You can also follow me on TikTok at Amber Smiles Jones. And don't forget, guys, to subscribe to the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. I do have a plan on bringing back some of the older, like, original Professionally Silly content I used to do on that channel. I'm just trying to figure out how to manage my time, but I did like a lot of challenges, a lot of virtual reality gameplay videos, a new thing I have that I love doing with Wes. DJ, hey cousin, casual gladiators vlogs. I miss doing those things, so I'm probably gonna get back to that eventually. I just got to figure out this whole time thing. I'm having a hard time with managing my time. My P.O. Box, guys, is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Once again, it's your Audible boothang, Amber Smiles Jones. Thank you so much for joining me right here, listening on the professionally silly station where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. What if the voice in your head is someone from like a parallel universe trying to help us survive? Anyways, enjoy that. Also, Demaje, sorry about that. I know how you are about the random things, the thoughts I leave you with. My bad. Until next time you decide to tune in, peace, silly listeners. Watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.